Hello, my name is Michael from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. May I continue with the questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. So let me continue. Are you currently registered to vote?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican?
Fuck Democrat.
So you are registered as a Republican?
Fucking ain't right, I am.
As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote?
I don't do any of that other shit.
Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote on state elections?
I vote for presidential.
Okay, and you always vote?
Yes.
Okay, would you please tell me your age?
I am 55.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm a white boy.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
There's some things I'm not happy about.
So would you say wrong direction?
Yes.
If the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate?
No, I will not vote Democrat.
Okay, so you will say definitely Republican?
Yes, that's what I am, and that's what I will vote as.
Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, or somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. So the first person is Donald Trump.
I favor him 100%.
So very favorable.
Yes.
Next person, Planned Parenthood.
I don't know too much about them.
Okay. Next, Walt Disney World.
Don't know too much about that one either.
Next, the National Rifle Association.
The what?
The National Rifle Association.
NRA.
So would you say somewhat or very favorable?
Oh, I'm favorable for them.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Next, Anna Scamani.
I have no idea who that is.
Next, Florida Power and Light or FPL.
I don't know too much about that one either.
Okay, next, Ron DeSantis.
I am very favorable for him.
Next, Joe Biden.
He can suck a dick.
Would you say very unfavorable?
He can suck a dick.
Next person, Rick Scott.
That is, our mayor, right? In, Orlando.
I just have the name, I'm sorry.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, and last, Greg Poole.
Don't know who that is.
Okay, thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know what she does. I've never, I don't really watch news.
Okay. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anne Skamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
If I knew who it was, I would probably vote for her, you know, see what she stands for, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcassel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott.
Would you vote or would you be lean to vote for him?
I would be leaning to vote for him.
If the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, Anne Skamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
I would have to read up on him to see who's who.
Okay. And as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote a yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I'm not for abortion. I'm not for that.
Okay.
You know, to save a life, you know, if it meant to save a life or something like that, I could understand that. But just to be killing kids, I don't agree with that.
Okay. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? I would read a list of some options.
Okay.
One, making housing more affordable. Two, stopping the flow of illegal immigration. Three.
They need to do that.
Would you say the number two?
Yeah. And number one. They need to do both of them.
But the most important to you? I can read some other options if you want.
The most important to me is stop the illegals from coming in.
Okay. And which is the next most important issue? Would you say, one, making housing more affordable? Two, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence of the Gaza Strip? Three, protecting our air and water? Four, fighting crime and protecting the public? Six, lowering inflation? 7, improving our public schools. 8, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine. 9, passing common sense gun safety legislation. 10, reducing the cost of insurance. 11, creating jobs and improving wages. Or 12, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida.
I want to say affordable housing.
Okay, just a moment. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? One, making housing more affordable. Two, lowering the burden of property taxes. Three, improving our public schools. Four, protecting the rights of renters. Six, spending and modernizing public transportation. 7, reducing traffic congestion. 8, reducing crime and protecting the public. And 9, creating jobs and improving wages.
Making housing more affordable.
Excellent. And which is the next most important issue to you of the list? I can read the list again if you want.
Read it to me again.
Okay. 1, lowering the burden of property taxes. 2, improving our public schools. 3, protecting the rights of renters. 4, expanding and modernizing public transportation. 5, reducing traffic congestion. 6, reducing crime and protecting the public. And 7, creating jobs and improving wages.
I want to say reduce
crime, traffic.
Traffic. You know, okay. Because where I am at, traffic is killer.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate will be more likely to support if these were all new about the candidate. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. So
okay.
Which one will be more likely to support? 1, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. Or 2, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections.
What?
The second one?
No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
For the second one, it says a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such rhetoric as fear to win elections.
Because Democrats did fuck with the election last year.
So would you say option 1 or 2?
I want to say 1.
Okay. The next one, the number 1 is a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education. Or 2, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children.
I want to say 2.
The next one, number 1, a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators. Or 2, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
I want to say 2.
And next, the number 1, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases. Or 2, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out.
I want to say 2.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate.
How many more questions is there?
Just like 10 questions, but they are short.
I'm fucking sorry.